This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. And
it's a new day.
It's Roni premiere day. Ooh. 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 It's like the most exciting time of the year on Bravo. I feel like we are, Bravo's having a hot girl summer and kicking it off a little early. We just watched that Roni premiere. Oh, it's back. Our girls are back. It just feels
in
right.
The big fucking apple. Okay.
Obviously, we are here to talk about The Real Housewives of New York season 13 premiere. But before we get into it, I just want to remind you about our book giveaway that we have going on right now. We are giving away 3 copies of Lala Kent's new book, which just came out today, actually. So congrats, Lala. You can go to betches.co/Bravo newsletter and subscribe to the Mention It All newsletter. It's an email that comes once a week on Fridays, short and sweet, and all the Bravo tea you need. And if you sign up for the newsletter now, before Friday, May 7th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern, you will be entered to win one of those 3 copies of Lala's book. So, I mean, it's a win-win because you get the bomb-ass newsletter that I write, by the way. and then you might also get a free copy of Lala's book, which is, you know, really fun and juicy. So go sign up, betches.co/Bravo newsletter. Let's talk about Roni.
Let's get into this because the women are back. And you know, it's funny, when we spoke to Luann, I was almost thrown off because I was like, I feel like there needs to be another housewife. But you know what? We'll get into that because I just feel like it's uneven and we're missing someone.
I do agree. I think in general, I think 5 is not the ideal number for a housewives cast. I feel like that's kind of like a starter cast. Like, it makes sense. Like, at the beginning, I feel like 6 or 7 is usually my ideal. So Atlanta only had 5 this season, but they have so many friends and stuff that it's a little more of like a expanded circle. Whereas this is very much, it's the 5 of them at brunch at Sonia's townhouse. You know, that's the group. We're going to get Bershon later in the season as a friend. I don't know when she's coming specifically, but for now, it's just these 5 ladies.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm okay with that. It wasn't a complaint. I was just saying, but we see Luann. Well, Luann sold her Kingston house, which is, by the way, funny because, like I mentioned yesterday, that New York is on and they're there, but I was like, oh, missed the house already. But
that was good fun. Good call on her part because she never belonged there. I feel like that was an in between. Luann obviously had some tumultuous years post Tom breakup. I feel like she made some kind of impulsive decisions, and I feel like buying that house was one of them. She doesn't belong there. It's fine.
Yeah, but it seems like she just can't get away from Tom because her new apartment is beautiful. She mentioned a few times. She's like, I walked in, I saw it, I'll take it. Like, but you know what? You just goes to show you, you gotta research a little bit more because Tom's terrace is in eye level across the street from hers. Isn't that also weird? That part that it's like not even like higher or lower.
They must be on like the same floor.
Yeah.
Her new apartment is beautiful. It looks really nice and lots of natural light. Yeah. You know, fresh, nice floors. Ramona says we get one in one shot. So Lou is clearly still unpacking a little bit. And there's one shot where I was losing it because you can see she has her Countess and Friends poster like sitting on top of a box. And then you can also see a Giovanni tote bag like sitting on the floor. And I'm like, she is just, oh, gotta love the Countess.
Well, it's always funny when you're unpacking, but those things happen to have been out and like unpacked and placed.
Your cabaret poster is visible in every shot of this scene.
I mean, we love Luann.
Let's talk about Leah. So Leah is on a little bit of a spiritual journey. She is converting to Judaism, and she is doing so. She's going the Orthodox route, which is a little surprising to me because, you know, she tells her sister via FaceTime that she's not interested in dressing more modestly. And, you know, she obviously likes to have a good time. She's not drinking, but yeah, Orthodox Judaism seems like a choice for her.
Yeah. So I was also really not shocked, but I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that she was converting. That's awesome. So the pandemic has made her really like think a lot and choose something different that she wants to do. So when that was funny, though, I was laughing when she FaceTimed her sister, because when she went more into detail, her sister looked at her and she was like, Orthodox, like you can't like, you almost won't be like, they don't just like accept every, like you need to like change right. exactly who you are. It's not just like, it's not just like taking classes and like learning, about the culture. You guys can go back and watch an episode of Sex and the City where Charlotte does it as well.
Right. It's not just like you fill out a form and sit through a class and then you're, you know, it is a process. A lot of religions, it's actually pretty involved to, you know, fully convert. Yeah.
But honestly, good for her for even making that decision to do in general, because that even converting to anything takes like a lot of like dedication. And so,
yeah, I'm
Leah.
I'm like a little nervous about how they're going to deal with this on the show. Like, I don't know. I'm like, is it going to be like a storyline? Like, whatever. I don't know. We'll see. I thought it was interesting. So she's filming the scene and it's Yom Kippur and she calls her dad because, you know, she needs to atone. It's kind of funny because she's basically like, Dad, do you forgive me? And he's like, we'll see. And she's like, no, like, you need to say yes because I need to atone. And he's like, I don't need to do anything. Like, I'm Catholic.
But it was funny because she was making it like, well, if you don't do this right now, like, I'm going to miss my cutoff. Like, I'm going to,
I don't think that's actually how it works, but I'm interested to see her relationship with her parents this season, because it seems like she really is in a different place. You know, she has stopped drinking. In real lifetime, she got her 1 year sober chip, which is awesome. Like, she really seems to be taking it seriously. I don't know where she is with the Judaism process now, but yeah, Leah seems like she's in a good place. She has a new apartment too. She definitely upgraded her apartment. She lives in Fidei now.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought they said she redecorated, but no, I guess.
She has a new apartment. Everybody has moved since last season because we have Sonia. Poor Sonia Rita. It's tough to see. She's back in the townhouse.
You know what? It's not that tough. It's really not to see. Like,
obviously the townhouse is lovely, but it was not.
Yeah.
It's not what she had planned for herself, you know, because she was renting out the townhouse. It's been on the market this whole time. She wants to sell it. She wants it gone. And honestly, like, I feel like she can't really, you know, move forward in her life. You know, she's going to, whenever the townhouse eventually sells, that's going to be a chunk of change that she can use to kind of like, you know, get a smaller place, kind of move on with her life. And, you know, her tenants moved out and she moved back in and the Century 21 thing falling through. It just feels like Sonia is a little bit like, you know, she moved a couple steps back. And a lot of people did in the pandemic. It's not something that's like her fault, but it just kind of sucks to see. Cause I'm like,
yeah,
like she kind of was, I want Sonia to like fully have her groove back. And right now she's missing it a little bit.
Yeah. She was heading in the right direction. And then,
right.
But you know what? Her facelift is a 100.
She looks lovely.
Yeah, she looks amazing. So and she hosts.
She's got an intern quarantining with her, apparently.
I can't.
Zoe, doing the bath.
And the bath doesn't work. And then it's so funny. She FaceTimes Leah in the bath and Leah's also in the bath. And I was like, what are the chances of that? That is like friendship right there.
That was really funny to me.
Yeah. But we have this. Sonia has this brunch with all the women obviously coming together. But like, honestly, I feel like she's only done that like one other time. I feel like I wish that this happened more in the past where they hung out at the townhouse. It's such a legit place.
Well, I think now that I'm thinking about it, I think New York has had less kind of like house party type events in general, because they all live in apartments and stuff. Right. Like, it just makes sense that, you know, on other cities, it's like everybody has, on Beverly Hills, everybody has a fucking mansion with a backyard that they can have a party of 200 people.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Let's talk about Ebony, though, before we get to this thing. So Ebony and Leah are in the park together. We hear about this guy, Alan, that Ebony has been seeing. And Leah tells us that Ebony is really good at dating rich men, which is a skill that I aspire to be really good at. Ebony seems, right off the bat, very self-assured. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she is coming into this stage. She knows kind of how she wants to portray herself. She seems very confident. Obviously, she is very accomplished in her career, but it's interesting because we see this scene where she is at home with her friend and she is right away getting being open about some of these, you know, like, financial issues she's had and how a couple years ago she wanted to buy a house and her credit was, like, in the shitter, and she has, you know, like, she made some bad decisions in the past. And I thought it was, I'm glad that they are really, like, giving us the full story of Ebony kind of right off the bat, because sometimes with these newbies, it takes a little while for them to kind of feel like a main part of the cast. And I think they did a good job really introducing us to Ebony in the season premiere.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think also her apartment is spectacular, but she also mentions that she's moving. She's, like, done with that area and she's, like, moving to Harlem because she wants to buy a place. And, like, I wonder if that has happened yet, and we'll see that on the show too. I feel like you're right. Ebony's been here one episode, and I feel like I know her already. She seems really cool.
I think so, because there was some, they mentioned Harlem in the season trailer, and I think she said in this episode that she was, like, under contract or something for the place already. Yeah. So I think she will be moving, and that'll be interesting because, I mean, that is not a neighborhood that we have ever really seen on Real Housewives of New York. And I'm sure that, somebody, maybe Ramona, might have some questionable things to say. So we'll see how that goes.
But I really love Ebony's energy. I feel like she's not one of those where she's, like, timid when she comes into a scene. She's like, no, bitch, yeah, I'm here. Like, I'm here. Back up.
I like how at Sonia's brunch, I bet they did this on purpose where they kind of, like, staggered the entrances.
Right. Yeah.
So we have Leah and Ebony arrive first. And of course, Sonia is, like, fully dressed, ready to go, but is, like, hosing off the garden patio and, like, in the koi pond.
She takes her tag out and someone goes, like, they try to fix it. She's like, no, I might return it after. Like, she's fully open about that. And I don't know how stores allow her to shop in there now because they're like, nope, we've heard about you, Sonia Morgan.
I love Sonia says, I'm never ready personally when the guest arrives, but everything is ready for the guest. And I feel like that's a good philosophy.
But is everything ready? Because she goes, you got to do it this way or else I'm the only one that knows how to do it. You got to do it above the crest.
Like, the poop. Okay, it's the poop. I love, hey, they're
just
talking
pick up
about
your poop after he goes.
Sonia and Leah are talking about how Ramona said she like had antibodies and donated blood. And I like that they both don't believe her because they're like, if she donated blood, it would have been all over her Instagram stories. And I agree. I get like high off of Ramona's Instagram stories because they're always, always unhinged. So much going on. I love that they show the video of her scrubbing the toilet. Yesterday she was doing this ad for like a phone cleaner. And it was just every time she does, like she like does stuff on Instagram stories, it's hilarious every time because she's so Ramona.
Speaking of Ramona on Instagram stories, really quick, I'm sure you all have seen the video from Housewives All Stars of them dancing on the beach, and I can't stop watching Ramona in this line dance of the women. I don't know what it is. We've seen her dance on TV before. She has like some moves. I don't know what this was. She looks like she was doing the Thriller dance in 13 going on 30. Like she literally just like comes creeping out of the line. And it's very, I don't know. I don't know.
There are not very many housewives who I find to be proficient at TikTok, and none of them are in that group. So the fact that they made a TikTok together was really lovely. I love to see it. Tiffany Moon might be the best housewife on TikTok, but
she's not
really dancing. She's more doing like comedic stuff.
She's acting.
None of the dancing is good. Nobody can keep a beat.
No, it was horrible.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So everyone shows up to brunch and we're getting some relationship updates. Lou is talking about her trainer friend out in the Hamptons, who we know is Garth. And he's like 6'5" and blonde and South African. And, you know, sometimes they do a little kissy kissy and there's nothing wrong with that.
She met him on a dating app and
I know, good for her.
I know.
I want to know what app.
Me too. I'm like, is it Raya? Would the trainer be on Raya? I don't know.
Lou would be on Raya.
I didn't want to go that into it and ask her, like, hey, what app are you on?
What if it's like Craigslist?
What? Hey, looking for a trainer who might also want to date me in the local area.
50-something countess. No, definitely not Craigslist. Garth would not be on there, and neither would Lou. But Ramona apparently has been sucking face with Harry Dubin. Leah brings this up, and it's so funny to me that Ramona is always so adamant that she would like never get with Harry Dubin, and it's like that's just a lie. Like, whether or not you're currently getting with Harry Dubin, don't act like you're above it because we know you're not. And I love Sonia says, where there's smoke, there's fire. And where there's sucking face, there's hiding the salami.
Yeah. So that took like too long for, I feel like, the normal person to understand. Like, you've got to hit it with an analogy. Like, got to be like quick. And like, this was like a paragraph. It was too much.
Sonia loves like a joke that she finds really funny. That's like kind of Not well, a thing.
She was also like, why do all my guys end up in your bed? And I was like, see, that one I like. That I understand. It was to the point. It was very much. But because it's happened before. But it's so funny how, like, all these women remind me of, like, me and my friends going to the same place and, like, hooking up with guys. But at our age, we still don't all hook up with the same man. It's wild.
I mean, on this franchise. Point, I feel like Harry Dubin needs to just, like, put this... You know, the group needs to put Harry Dubin to bed, not literally.
Well, I mean, like, if he's easy, why not?
If he's just around
and has money, like
around town. But then, so they're talking about Ebony's man. So I guess Alan is like, you know, a thing that's happening. And so Sonia's telling Ebony that she should go off birth control. And I'm just like, you met this woman 20 minutes ago, Sonia. Like, it's so funny to me how they all are like overly familiar. And overall, I would say the brunch seems to go well. Ebony seems at this point like she's getting along with everyone. And Ramona even tells her that she, you know, feels this immediate bond with her. And it's kind of like, okay, I don't know about that, but...
Well, then pan to Leah, and she like, was like, well, we had an immediate bond. Nope.
At least Ramona's being nice. Like, I will say, I don't know if Ramona's being genuine, but it seems like she's being nice. Also, I have to mention at this brunch, Ramona brought the bag that her 50 close girlfriends pitched in to buy her, the Python Gucci bag. I love that she's getting her use out of her birthday gift. Nice to see.
Yeah, no, I'm so happy. I'm so happy for her. I am.
Okay.
Not really.
Let's get to our grab the skinny pop moments from this premiere. There are lots to talk about. And Endless Entertainment calls her Endless Popcorn. And luckily, every kernel of skinny pop is so light, crunchy, and delicious that we can eat it by the handful or even the bagful. Barry, what is your grab the skinny pop moment from this Roni season premiere?
My grab the skinny pop moment is honestly Leah talking about her converting to Judaism. I give a lot of credit, and I'm excited to see her journey, whether or not she continues with it. I'm excited for her. Also because, like, I'm Jewish and I would love to see other people's, like, thoughts and ideas on me. Religion, because I personally would never convert further into Orthodox Judaism.
You're
but
like, I'm good. I'm stopping here.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good here. But so that's mine. But Dylan, what is your grab the skinny pop moment?
Mine is like a smattering of moments throughout the episode of mostly Ramona and Luann talking about how Sonia has been MIA for the last few months. And particularly when Luann tells Ramona that she ran into Sonia's daughter Quincy a couple months ago, and Quincy was also saying that she hadn't really been hearing from Sonia. I think this is like something we're going to see kind of continuing, this idea of like Sonia being distant from her best friends, Ramona and Luann. And, you know, I think it was a little messy of Lou to
bring up Sonia's, I think there's a bit of a disconnect there.
To bring up Sonia's daughter on camera when Sonia's daughter has, for the most part, not really been involved with the show. I was a little bit like, oh, I don't know if Sonia's going to appreciate Lou bringing up that encounter with her daughter. But I would love to see Quincy on the show this season.
Same.
So we'll see. That public Instagram is making me think something might be coming down the pipeline, but we'll see. Anyway, those are today's Grab the Skinny Pop moments. And you can grab Skinny Pop yourself at retailers nationwide or go to the Shop Now page on skinnypop.com. I am so excited that Roni is back. It just feels like all is right in the world. And we have, you know, our NYC gals back on the screen.
Love them more than anything. And I want to go to the Regency when New York opens up and have a drink or two with these ladies.
Let's
or
do
just
it.
Us.
I think, I mean, it'll be any day now. I'm sure the Regency will be opening back up. And
honestly,
you know,
maybe you and I will even host a meet and greet for you listeners because we love you so
at
much.
The Regency, at the fully vaxxed and ready to suck face. Oh, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Subscribe to the Mention It All newsletter by this Friday if you want to be entered to win a copy of Lala Kent's new book. And on our Thursday episode, we have an interview with Lala Kent. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that pops up in your feed. But until then, just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.